Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Okay, we are ready. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. Welcome to the message of the Quran. This series is where we focus on the message of the Quran. Today, inshallah, we'll be covering the 19th juz of the Quran. This series is brought to you by Helping Hand. Helping Hand has been a trusted partner for Qalam for many years. They've served people in need around the globe since 2005 with a focus on international relief and development. Since its inception, they have assisted millions in need with emergency aid and have lifted thousands out of poverty with their long-term assistance program. This Ramadan, Helping Hand is focusing on continuing its fight to eradicate hunger across the world with the hashtag Share Your Plate campaign. To learn more, visit hhrd.org/qalam. So today, inshallah, as I mentioned, we're going to be covering the 19th juz of the Quran, inshallah. So many lessons, so much to learn. We have part of Surah Furqan in the surah. We have some of the whole Surah Shu'ara is in the Surah. And then towards the end of the Juz, we also have Surah An-Naml. So in this Juz, we have Surah Furqan, Surah Shu'ara, and Surah An-Naml. We're going to start off by looking at verse number 27 and 28, 29, 30 of Surah Furqan. These verses are actually some verses that I really much enjoy because they have a powerful lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On that day, the oppressor will be biting his hands. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي. He will say, only if I اتَّخَذْتُ had taken as a friend مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Only if I had taken a path with a messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَ اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Only if I had not taken so-and-so as my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدِ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. Indeed, he led me astray from guidance after it had come to me. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And indeed, shaitan is a deserter for the human being. He deserts the human being. He abandons the human being. Now, these verses, according to the Mufassirun, were revealed regarding a person by the name of Uqba bin Abi Mu'it. He was a man who had a practice that he would go on business trips, and after returning from his business trip, he would invite the people of Makkah Mukarramah over to share his blessings, have a dinner. One night on one of these trips, after he had returned, when he invited people over, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also there. He told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat along with them, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I won't eat until you accept Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been observing Uqba bin Abi Mu'id for some time and noticed that this person was inclined to Islam. He was slowly drawing in. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the opportunity and he invited Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth to Islam. Uqba, he, in the heat of the moment at that time, he went ahead and he accepted Islam. And this also shows us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually, subhanAllah, quite right from his perspective, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that Uqba was close to accepting Islam and he needed a little nudge. Therefore, the tactic adopted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was effective and it worked. It was accurate. However, not too long after he accepted Islam, when he went back to meet his friends said to him that we've heard that you've left the religion of our forefathers. Uqba said, yes, that's correct, I left. They then said to him that if you've left their religion, then we have no friendship left. So Uqba said to them, what can I do to prove our relationship, our friendship? And for that, his friend Umayyah bin Khalaf said that you will go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and you will spit on the Prophet of Allah, openly reject him, and announce your kufr in front of everyone. Unfortunately, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth crumbled under the pressure and did exactly that. And the man who had accepted Islam for a short period of time ended up leaving Islam because of bad advice given by one of his friends. Therefore, these verses of Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, the oppressor will be biting his hands. He'll be biting his hands. يَقُولُ, he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي, only if I اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا, had taken a path with the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمَ اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا, only if I had not chosen so-and-so to be my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي, he led me astray from the remembrance of Allah, from guidance after it had come to me. And وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَضُورًا, and shaitan surely deserts people. Now the next ayah is also very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولِ يَا رَبِّ, the messenger said, oh my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا, indeed my people have abandoned the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. In particular, this being the month of Ramadan, we should give extra attention to the Qur'an. Give extra focus. Those people will dedicate more time to the Qur'an who understand the value of the Qur'an. And the value of the Qur'an is understood by the one whose speech it is. The value of speech is understood by evaluating whose speech it is that you're studying. And we understand that the speech, the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. And nothing can match that. Nothing can come close to that. Therefore, we should be mindful of being more respectful with the Qur'an and building a strong ta'alluq, connection and bond with the Qur'an. And with whatever remains in Ramadan, dedicate your time to reading the Qur'an. Now, as we move on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues to show his favors upon mankind. We see this in Surah Furqan from verse number 45 onwards. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعْلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا. Continuing on, Allah talks about the night, the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the winds. He talks about the dead land that comes to life after rain falls upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the oceans that are separated, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا, from the water he created the human being. And after all of this, after all these favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla that he reminds us in the Quran, he says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ, yet they still choose to worship that which does not benefit them and does not cause any harm to them. Allahu Akbar. Now as we move on in Surah Al-Furqan, if you look at verse number 71, actually, sorry, 63 onwards, what you see is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lays out for us a description of his selected servants. The ayat start off with وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The servants of the merciful one are the ones who walk on the earth hona with humbleness. They are not arrogant when they walk. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. And when the jahilun speak to them, when the ignorant people speak to them, rather than being ignorant in return, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, they say peace be with you. Some mufassirun have claimed that this is in regards to Abu Jahl's abuse to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he would try to provoke the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't stoop down to his level. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Salam, on your way. I'm not going to fall down and be filthy, vulgar, and inappropriate like you." Continuing on in verse number 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his special servants, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They are those who spend their night before their lords in sajda and standing. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا صِرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. And those who stand in front of their Lord and say, "Oh Allah, turn away from us the punishment of the fire of hell." Then, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا. Those that when they spend in the path of Allah, they don't spend excessively. They're in the middle. Not too less, not too little. Some people, they're extravagant when they spend. They just start spending and they spend and spend and spend. And they know no limits. They don't know any balance. However, the true servants of Allah, the beloved servants of Allah, they know how to balance things. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They also don't call any partners with Allah. They don't kill innocent people, and they don't commit zina. They don't fornicate. They don't commit adultery. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The people who do these things, they will be punished on the Day of Judgment in many folds. And they will remain therein disgraced, except for those who repent to Allah and do good deeds and believe in Him. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their wrongdoings into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. Now continuing on with the description of those special servants of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Those who do not engage in vain talk. They don't make themselves present to zur. Zur can either mean lying, it can mean vain talk. It could also, according to some scholars, they say, you know, any conversation that involves a haram act, it all falls under zur. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And when they walk past people who are just chatting and talking, they don't give it much attention. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. And then these are people that when they are reminded of the verses of Allah, they don't become deaf and dumb to them. They don't become blind. They engage with these verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, His true servants are those. They say, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, oh our Lord, bless us with spouses and children who will be the coolness of our eyes, and make us وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينِ إِمَامًا, and make us for the conscious people leaders. This is a very beautiful dua to read, verse number 74 of Surah Furqan. And Surah Furqan is Surah number 25. We should all memorize this dua. It's a beautiful dua to read after every salah, for yourself, for your family, because in this dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for righteous progeny and pious family members. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us, our entire team, leaders of the muttaqoon, those that are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it on our behalf. And the ayat continue until Surah Furqan then finishes one or two verses later. We then start with Surah Shu'ara. Surah Shu'ara is a surah that consists of the story of many prophets. Many prophets' stories are mentioned in the surah. There's one particular verse that we see, actually two verses that we see repeated in Surah Shu'ara very frequently. What is it? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. These are the two verses we find repeated in Surah Shu'ara, maybe 6-7 times at least. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He shares some verses and then says, "And what was mentioned above? In what was mentioned above, there was a sign." إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. There is a sign, a symbol. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. However, most of them do not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, your Lord is all honorable and merciful. And there Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with. So this comes right at the beginning of the surah, and it repeats itself throughout the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by the story of Musa alayhi salam. The story of Musa alayhi salam is very beautiful, and it repeats itself in many places of the Quran. This part in Surah Shu'ara, at the beginning of the surah, is where the story of Musa alayhi salam actually comes in a good amount of detail. Pages are dedicated. Pages. 4 or 5 pages at least are dedicated just to the story of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the conversation that Musa alayhi salam has with Fir'aun. The debate they have, where Musa alayhi salam invites him to Tawheed. Because Fir'aun says, "Ma Rabbul Alameen," that what is this Lord that you talk about, the Lord of the worlds? And to that Musa alayhi salam says, "Rabbus samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma," the Lord of the heavens and the earth. "Rabbukum wa Rabbu abaikum wal awwalin," your father and the father, your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. "Rabbul mashriqi wal maghribi wa ma baynahuma," the Lord of the east and the west and what lies in between. So all of these things, you see how Musa alayhi salam, he is confident and he engages with Fir'aun. Now, Fir'aun, when he was silenced by the argument and debate of of Musa alayhi salam, he becomes very upset. And he challenges Musa alayhi salam. He says to Musa alayhi salam that all these miracles you have and all these things that you say, why don't we have a face-off, you versus my magicians? And Fir'aun invites magicians from across. قَالُوا أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ وَبَعَثْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَارٍ عَلِيمٍ, that go and collect all of the great magicians and let's see what Musa alayhi salam can do and how he stands in front of them. فَجُمِعَ السَّحْرَةُ لِمِقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Verse number 38 of Surah Al-Shu'ara. The magicians were gathered to an appointed day and everyone gathered together. And they asked Fir'aun, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ, the magicians, when they arrived, they asked Fir'aun that if we are victorious, is there any reward for us? So Fir'aun said, نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَّمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, that if you are victorious, you will then be the close ones to me. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى, Musa alayhi salam said to them, throw, أَلْقُوا, drop, مَا أَنْتُمْ الْقُونَ, whatever it is that you are going to drop. فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعَصِيَّهُمْ, they threw their staffs and their ropes. وَقَالُوا, and they said, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ, by the honor of Fir'aun, إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ, we will be victorious. فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَفْكُونَ. Musa alayhi salam dropped his staff, and his staff went and it swallowed everything that they had fabricated. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ, in that moment, the magicians fell into sajda. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, they said, we believe in the Lord of the worlds. Rabbi Musa wa Harun, the Lord of Musa and Harun. What's interesting is that these guys were supposed to, do their magic on behalf of Fir'aun. Fir'aun was looking for these people to champion his cause, but not only did they not champion his cause, they became Musa alayhi salam's followers. Fir'aun got angry and he said, if you guys do this, I will kill you. I will execute you. I will sever your limbs from your body from the opposite sides. You'll be of no good. They said, La dhair. We don't mind. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We will surely go back to our Lord. Inna natba'u an yaghfirana rabbuna khatayana an kunna awwalal mu'minin. We hope that our Lord will forgive us. And subhanAllah, these people who spent their lives doing magic and Allah knows what other acts they were involved in, subhanAllah, they die as believers. Such a powerful story, because you just don't know what a person's outcome is going to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us that Allah azza wa jal commanded Musa alayhi salam to leave Egypt with Banu Israel. And as they left, Fir'aun found out. And Fir'aun told his people, let's go and follow them. They began to follow and chase down Musa alayhi salam and his followers. Now, Banu Israel, when they saw Fir'aun's people following them, they said to Musa alayhi salam, Inna lamudrakun, we will be caught. We won't get away. We're busted. It's the end of the journey. Musa alayhi salam said, Qala kalla, never. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. My Lord is with me, he will guide me. So Musa alayhi salam took his staff and he struck it into the water, and the water split. Bani Israel walked through. Fir'aun tried to follow them, however, the ocean, the water didn't slam shut on him, and he died. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, ثم أغرقنا الآخرين. And the people who came after Musa alayhi salam into that body of water, they all drowned. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبُّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shared with us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have the story of Nuh alayhi salam, the story of Hud alayhi salam, the story of Saleh alayhi salam, the story of Lut alayhi salam, the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam. All these, they're all found within Surah Al-Shu'ara. Now, we take a look at Surah Al-Naml. Surah Al-Naml, again, actually starts with the story of Musa alayhi salam. But this time, it doesn't start from Musa alayhi salam being in the court of Fir'aun and challenging him. It goes a little before that. It starts with the point where Musa alayhi salam is on his way back to Egypt, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with his first revelation, and he is given the miracle of Yad Bayda, his glowing hand, and the amazing staff that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. Okay. Now, continuing on in Surah An-Naml, we have the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam. And the story, the surah is called Naml because Naml means an ant. And the ayah tells us that in surah, in verse number 17, 18, 19, that once Sulaiman alayhi salam was traveling with his army, which consisted of birds, human beings, and jinn. حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل, they came to a ant hill. قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم. One ant said to the rest, run into your homes. لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده, so you are not trampled by Suleiman and his army. وهم لا يشعرون, and you, they won't even know. So this statement that the ant made, Sulaiman alayhi salam understood it. Either he was able to understand directly what the ant was saying, according to one tafsir, or another group of mufassirun, they say in reality what happened is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Sulaiman alayhi salam of what this ant had said. Either way it works. When Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, he smiled and thanked Allah for his ability to understand what was being said. And he thanked Allah for all of Allah's favors upon him, that Sulaiman alayhi salam had such a big army, and wa'ala walidayya, and the favors that Allah showered upon his parents, Dawood alayhi salam was a prophet. And he made dua to Allah, wa na'amala salihan tardahu, O Allah, allow me to do good deeds that you are pleased with, wa adkhilni bi rahmatika, and enter me through your mercy, fi ibadika salihin, among your righteous servants. Now, as we move forward, we see from verse number 20 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in quite some detail, almost for three pages, shares with us the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam and the Queen of Saba. We won't cover that today. It's a long narration. We won't cover that. However, moving on, in verse number 25 of number 45, sorry, of Surah An-Naml. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shares with us a brief look at the story of Salih alayhi salam and his interaction with his people. And then the juz concludes by taking a look at the story of Lut alayhi salam and the punishment that came upon them. So with that, we complete the 19th juz of the Quran. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand his message and makes us from those who do amal upon what we learn. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.